Thomas and Mary Petrucci and their four children were among the families evicted from company-owned homes. They moved to tent colonies set up by the union. During what turned into one of the harshest winters on record, their granddaughter Mary Elaine Petrucci says the couple's oldest son, six-year-old Bernard, fell ill.
The company officials wouldn't allow her to take the train, and he died at Lolo.
Tensions grew all winter. Colorado State historian Bill Convery says the strikers were well-armed and often harassed men who showed up to work at the mines. He says the mine operators hired private guards who built an armored vehicle called the Death Special.
And they mounted a machine gun on the back of it, and they would drive by the tent camps in the middle of the night, firing randomly into the camp to strike terror and fear into the hearts of the miners.
As the conflict grew, the Colorado National Guard was sent in to keep the peace. But over the long winter months, many were replaced by militiamen on the mine company payroll. Bartolo and Maria Andrietta had a ranch nearby. Their great-granddaughter, Beverly Musso, says Bartolo had worked in the mines, so he wanted to help the strikers. The Andriettas hid miners in their home and barn and kept watch from a hill up above their ranch.
They always had lookouts, and when they saw somebody coming that they were pretty sure wasn't family or something, they would send a signal, and then the miners would go and hide in the trees in the mountains.
The militia also tried to confiscate the strikers' firearms. Musso said they'd use sticks to stir up bins of flour, coffee, and sugar to see if weapons were hidden there. So her great-grandmother got creative.
They hid ammunition in her beehives in the yard and sewing them in the hems of her skirts. She had a gun nailed up under the floorboards in the kitchen.
On April 20th, 1914, the situation at Ludlow exploded. A gun battle erupted between the two sides.
My mother and her younger brothers hid in a barn when this was going on. And then the others, they hid in a well.
That's Jodine Parlapiano. Her mother, Josephine Bartolotti, was just 9 years old when the family's coal miner father died in the gunfire. Families in the camp took cover anywhere they could find. Mary Petrucci, three other women, and 11 children huddled in a pit beneath one of the tents. The militia drove the miners from the camp and set fire to the tents. Those 11 children and two of the women suffocated while the tent encampment burned around them.
Apparently, a mattress had fallen over the opening of the pit, and my grandmother and another woman were the only two people that walked out of that pit alive.
These women and children were among the victims of the Ludlow Massacre. But the violence continued for days, and dozens more died. State historian Bill Convery says federal troops were sent in to disarm both sides.
Because of the massacre, the national media, Congress, the President of the United States all began paying attention to what had been going on in southern Colorado. And a number of investigations began launched by Congress or federal agencies to get at the roots of what was going on.
Just 1 month after the burning of the Ludlow colony, Mary Elaine Petrucci's grandmother, Mary, traveled east with a group of other strikers' wives to raise awareness of the situation in Colorado. While there, Mary spoke to a reporter. Here's Mary Elaine Petrucci reading some of her grandmother's words.
But you're not to think we could do any differently another time. We are working people, my husband and I, and we're stronger for the union than before the strike. I can't have my babies back, but perhaps when everybody knows about them, something will be done to make the world a better place for all babies.
Initially, not much changed for the miners, but the events of Ludlow set in motion small changes that decades later helped lead to broad labor reforms concerning fair wages, reasonable work hours, and workplace safety that are still in effect today. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.